the cut.
All right. I got back on here.
All right. So, Sandy, let's mute you. I hear Sandy talking, but let me just pull up this participant list. Okay. I'm going to mute anybody except for mute. Susan, you can unmute yourself if you want to chime in. So I'm just going to keep it quiet in the background. Okay, so we're good. Okay, so Barbara, is there anything you want me to know before we go through this? Like particular things that are standing out for you or questions or whatever?
The thing, what I would like to know is how to go forward concerning the testing. Just to let you know that I bought the Ellen Hopkins program. I get tested, but I don't know when I will be in America to have the test done.
Got it.
I hope to have it done in November, but that is
wonderful.
Not
mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So let's look at this. So it looks like you've got test results from back in 2016. We don't have a glucose. Do you have a glucose meter?
I mean, the one we use, for blood sugar.
Yeah. And what does it typically run these days, your fasting?
The fasting I haven't done for some time, but what I do is that whenever I think I want to test this, if it agrees with me, I test it, and if it goes above 6.1 in my case, then I won't have it and revert to the things I can have.
I'm just going to do my conversion right here.
6.1 is the cutoff number.
Yep, it's like 109.89 or whatever. So that's like 110. Yeah. Okay. I don't have those memorized. Okay, cool. But you don't do the fasting? You haven't been testing your fasting? I'm just curious because it was a little high before.
No, for some time. I haven't done the fasting. Okay. I will write down that to do.
Yeah, just look at that to see if it's improved from here based on, because you've done sweet spots since then. So hopefully it's down more into the 80s and 70s and all. Okay. So that was an issue before, which you were aware of. Uric acid looked good. Blood urea nitrogen's a little on the low side here, which would suggest some protein malabsorption, possibly, or low protein, not enough protein intake. So we always have to figure out which it is. Are you just not taking in enough protein? And you could do the chronometer or some other online tool to plug in your numbers. And I highly recommend everybody do that because, you know, we can guess and we can say, oh, it looks like a balanced meal. It looks balanced. And when we did it, you know, like Marcia had a few things that were like, she had no idea that she didn't get enough molybdenum or whatever else it was. Right. And it really gives you some good input so that you can actually balance your food. It doesn't mean you want to just go and say, okay, let me take a handful of supplements based on this, but really is helpful to know that and to know whether you're getting enough protein. Like say you're getting in 100 grams of protein every day, but your protein indicators are low. That says to me, we have a serious absorption problem, right? Whereas if we look and your protein numbers are all low, but you're getting in like 30 grams of protein a day, it's like, oh, we need to increase it. So we always want to go that direction in terms of root cause. So you've got your low buns. And if you want to go back later, you can always do what I did with Marcia, which is mark it off. So that way it's kind of clear to you as you glance at this, which are some of the areas you want to be focusing on. Your sodium is, a little on the high side. Your potassium both are on the high side, which is the opposite of what we expect. When we looked at Marcia's, we saw that she had high sodium. So if we go like this, high sodium, but you also have high potassium, it's a different situation. Hers both pointed to hyperadrenals and dehydration. This is pointing to more hyperadrenal, hypoadrenal, but also acidosis. So we'd want to be looking at the CO2 number, which is right below that. If they did it, no, they didn't. But in the past, yours has been low, which would indicate acidosis. So you may want to consider is getting some pH paper and starting to test your urine and your saliva pH in the morning and see.
I have done that for some time. I haven't put that on the Google Doc though, but it seemed to be that it was in the alkaline range.
Was in the alkaline range. Okay.
Yeah.
And how's your fluid intake?
I really try to watch it, but sometimes it happens that for quite some time I don't have anything to drink, and then I have a lot to make up for it. So I most likely have to balance, be more balanced.
Yeah, and the big jug, this helps me. I got to pour my more, but... the big jug and making sure that I finish that by the end of the day. Really? Okay. It's a visual. I'll go, whoa, what's happening? Like right now I'm going, whoops, I haven't been drinking. I better fill my water up and make sure that I get it. And you're around the same, you know, probably what would you say? 120-ish weight wise. So that's probably about the same amount, like a quarter, half gallon a day. Okay. So let's just see what other things show up. Mm-hmm. Phosphorus is a little on the low side. Let's see. The range here is 3.5 to 4, and yours is 3.38. So it's slightly low. Let's just mark that. Right. So we want to, again, hypochlorhydria, right? So we're trying to look for patterns. So I'm really suspicious of stomach acid and protein malabsorption. Mm. And you can confirm your amount of protein that you're getting, but I'm really concerned about that, right? I know you're not on a high carb diet. We'll look at your vitamin D. Alkaline phosphatase has been maintaining on the low end. So I'm concerned about mostly it's zinc.
So I have been low in zinc before. I have tested low.
Okay.
At some point. Yeah.
So let's look at like I was talking to Marcia about a liquid zinc would be really helpful, okay. Especially if we're suspicious of low protein, which would be suspicious of low HCL. The protein and the low minerals go hand in hand. And zinc is one that's super important because you need zinc to make HCL. You need HCL to absorb zinc, right? So if you're low in either one, it's like this vicious cycle that you can't get out of. So generally what I recommend in these cases is bitters, like some sort of bitters formula. I know in Europe they're very popular, but bitters formula, Gaia Herbs or Herbalist and Alchemist over here. I don't know what the equivalent would be over there. I know there's a lot of German herb companies that you could probably easily find a bitters formula to take mm-hmm. with your meal. Or you could do a little juicing and juice a little bit of green juice. And just basically you want to swish it in your mouth for a while before you eat. Right, as opposed to just drinking it. And that stimulates the receptors under the tongue to stimulate the production of HCL in the stomach. But you also want to have your zinc too. So taking zinc so that you can actually make it. Because if you try to stimulate a reaction in the body, but you don't have the raw materials to make it, it's not going to go very far, right? So mm-hmm. I'd love to see you do bitters and zinc.
Do you know a good company for zinc?
You know, there's actually one in Europe that does a lot of liquids, and I've actually had people fly them over here. I think they're in London, and it's called Lordy. Give me a second.
Yeah.
I used to have it memorized. Reflecting on somebody.
Is it metabolics?
Metabolics, thank you. It was right on the tip of my tongue.
Oh, great.
Yeah, Metabolics. And they have liquid B vitamins. They have liquid minerals. I mean, they have a whole compendium. And they're one of the few that actually has almost all of the B vitamins in liquid form. So I've had some people, like, if they're going to get a big enough order together, just order it from them because the shipping isn't all that much. But you're right there. So that would be perfect for you. Yeah, Metabolics. Where are we? Sandy, here we are. Yeah. So Metabolics for sure. So I would do on the zinc, you know, the zinc you can do a taste test with if you get zinc sulfate. I'm not sure if that
particular one. I actually bought that kit, I think.
The kit. Okay, great. Great. So you'll be able to tell after a while, you know, you just kind of keep testing it. I would start with something in the neighborhood of 20 to 30 milligrams a day. And if the taste test isn't getting better, then increase that.
20 to 30 milligrams, you said?
Milligrams
of zinc per day.
Yeah, in that liquid form. And if after like 2 weeks you're not noticing an improvement in the taste test, then I'd go ahead and up it, you know, go up to 30 and then 40. Some people have to get up as high as 80 or 90. Yours is not significant. I think you'll probably be fine with 20 to 30. Mm-hmm. Okay. But you want to notice, you know, on the digestion, did it help your digestion? A lot of people notice, oh, wow, my skin feels better. The digestion is better as it kicks in. So the bitters plus the zinc.
Okay.
Bitters should be easy because I know that that's very popular in Europe.
Okay.
Okay. So some of these you didn't have before, but they weren't a problem before. LDH was high. That's a liver enzyme. Yeah, so, but we don't have it. So it's been, you know, a year and a half since you've had that done. That would be a good one to get retested.
Mm-hmm. I used to have, obviously, years ago, fatty liver. That the nurse said that to me when she had made an ultrasound of my gallbladder, but this is many years ago. I hope that has...
Yeah, so I would love to see that tested again. Like your whole liver panel, I mean, not a lot of it was problematic. This was on the low side, the alkaline phosphatase. It looks like your AST, and these were fine back as far as just 6 months ago.
Which Dr. Allen's test?
Oh, yeah. That's right. You're going to do that. Right. That'll cover all of it. We don't have to worry about it. You'll get everything that way.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah, so I won't worry about that. But for now, I mean, yeah, your cholesterol, same thing. That includes the advanced lipid panel, so you'll be able to see what this is because, the cholesterol numbers are high. The triglycerides are decent. This most recent one was a little on the high side, but I would suspect that would have come down if your glucose levels are coming down. Your HDLs are fine, but your LDLs are high. And I really want to look at what those breakdowns are. So you order Allen's test, so you'll be good with that. And that panel will include the full thyroid panel.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Right. Because back here... Back then, this was in 17, like a year and 3 months ago. This was, you had a conversion issue. You were a slight low conversion from T4 to T3. So I think once you get those other tests back, we'll be able to see if that's still going on. And again, if you address that mineral absorption, you get the zinc and the bitters and start that mineral absorption to improve. And then eat some Brazil nuts on a regular basis.
I do that.
Okay. So let's see what that looks like. And I think he actually tests selenium in that panel too. So that would be helpful. Hemoglobin is a little on the low side, but I don't see iron. So his panel's going to have iron and ferritin and the whole bit. We'll be able to see that. And you had antibodies. Right. So that's the biggie. And I think addressing your gut, keeping your blood sugar steady, is going to make a huge difference in that. And that test does include the antibodies as well. So you'll be able to see where those are now. But in the meantime, this month in the BFF part of ERC, we're going to be doing the eating for gut imbalance, eating for digestive imbalance. So you're going to be getting an email tomorrow, and that's going to get you into a few things. And then over the next few weeks, every Sunday, giving you another little piece to work on. But if you want to head start into it, just get started. You know, the grand is one thing. It's big. I would get started with going to the page in BFF for eating for blood sugar, not blood sugar, eating for digestive balance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And just start putting those practices into place. And a lot of that has to do with getting the stomach acid, getting the relaxation before eating, just like really fine tuning it, and then removing some of the foods and adding some foods back in. And then we can look more closely to see if you need, you know, a gut, a parasite or anything else. I'm looking at your blood markers to see if there's any. Your white cells look perfect. You know, we'll be able to see the hemoglobin and all. The hemoglobin is definitely on the low side. The MCV is on the high side. So that would suggest the B, and it's been for a long time. So that suggests the B12 folate connection. Have you had any genetic testing? Do you know if you have MTHFR imbalances?
No, I haven't had any genetic testing yet.
Yeah. So with that, are you taking any Bs?
Well, I started to take one, which is kind of a liquid form, but I hate it. It is bright pink, and it tastes sweet. And is there anything kind of a clear liquid of?
Well, the B12 is going to tend to have that reddish to it. But what they do to cover it all up is to add sweetness to it, and it's sorbitol or xylitol or something, or glycerin to make it thick and gooey and yucky. I would look at this metabolics. I'm not sure if they have liposomals. I know they have the liquids in the bees in many different types. Like, so they have adenosyl, hydroxy, etc. Since we don't know your whole genetic pattern, let me ask you a couple of questions to see if we need to be careful about adding too many methyl groups. Do you have a tendency to get anxious, worried?
Yes.
So you'd want to go really slow with the bees. And some of them are really potent. Like some of the liquid bees, I think like one drop is 2,000 micrograms, which is crazy. And I wouldn't want to put you on a methyl that high. So there's a couple of ways to do it. If you can see if you can get a liposomal B12 and folate.
B12 and folate.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Liposomal. They're probably going to be separate, but liposomal would be good. I know Seeking Health here does it. So when you're in the States, you might be able to.
Dr. Rita Marie, Metabolics makes a B complex liquid. So it's got B1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 12, choline and folate, all from bioavailable forms. It doesn't say.
Doesn't say what though?
It doesn't say liposomal.
Yeah, that wouldn't be liposomal. My concern with the B12 with people who are having absorption issues is because of the intrinsic factor issue. When you take it as part of a complex, the B12 often doesn't get absorbed.
Okay.
Unless you're going to let it sit under your tongue for a really long time.
Okay. So Purithrive. She can get Purithrive in the UK. I'll put a link in her notes.
Okay, good. Great. And they have liposomals?
Yeah.
Good. Great. And here's the thing with the liposomals. Like I know for the Seeking Health, I'm sure it's like that for the others. A drop is a very small amount. So you can start with one drop. And you want to be paying attention to make sure that you don't feel more agitated, nervous, irritable, cranky from it. Then just to keep increasing it. If you get to the point where you're taking, you know, between 1,000 and 2,000, you're probably good. Mm-hmm. But if you start to get agitated and aggravated at a lower dose, like 300 to 500, then you back off to a dose where you don't. So say 200 is fine, but 300 is bad. You stick to that 200, and then you're going to add some extra Bs just to get it in a different form, which you can get from metabolics. in like an hydroxy B12 or an adenosyl B12. An adenosyl B12 is really good for feeding into the mitochondria. So that might be a good one to start with. But you get them in the liquid and you just start with a little bit of that.
Okay. Yeah, she just sent me a text and she's like, So I'm just knowing this now.
All right. There we go. Does that make sense? Is that making sense for you?
It was a bit fast. What should I get? What was the best one?
Okay. So liposomal B12 and Susan's going to put a link in your chart.
Okay.
For a brand that she found over in Europe. And liposomal folate. But you're going to start with just the tiniest dose of each.
Yeah.
And you're going to gradually increase it. If you get to a point where, oh boy, that dose, I'm starting to get a little anxious. I'm starting to get a little aggravated. You back off to the dose before that. You stay there a while and you just see if that plateaus. And if that's the case and it's still a very small amount of B12, then you may want to consider getting another form from Metabolics in the liquid of adenosyl B12, ADENOSYL.
The only one that Metabolics carries is methylcobalamin.
They don't carry they don't have hydroxy?
Not that I can see.
Really? They used to have the three. That was one of the few places that had all three.
Wait, cyanocobalamin sublingual?
No.
No, not in liposomal.
No. It was just the liquid. You're looking at, usually have it in liposomal. It's usually a liquid or a lozenge. Yeah,
this is liquid. They do have a liposomal B12 methylcobalamin.
Yes.
They have a liquid cyanocobalamin B12.
No, I don't want that. Are you looking at Metabolics or that other company you found?
Metabolics.
Interesting. Right. Well, just write down adenosyl, ADENOSYL. It'll probably be a good month or so before you get to the point, you know, because you're going to order it, you're going to take it. And if you still need extra B12, then I'd be looking at that because your numbers are pretty high. And do we have a homocysteine number on you?
I think so.
I'm looking. Okay, so I'm not concerned about that so much.
There it is. Homocysteine.
I wonder if that's
75. Number 75, yeah.
Yeah. I'm looking. Those are really low numbers. I'm wondering if they didn't get translated properly.
I found a vegan B12 that's a combination of adenosyl and methylcobalamin.
Which company is that?
I never heard of it before. It's called Vegan Safe B12 from, it's on globalhealingcenter.com.
Okay.
That's the kind I need also.
How much of each is in there?
Mm-hmm. I'll type it in when I find it, okay? So you can.
Okay, good. Yeah, I want to just make sure it's not too much on the methyl side. It may be something once you figure it out, you can switch to, but.
20% adenosyl cobalamin and 80% methyl cobalamin.
But what's the dose? What is it? Doesn't say how much.
Oh, yeah.
Micro.
25 mcg.
2500 mcg of methyl? No, too much.
No, it's 80% of that for methyl.
Yeah, it's still too much. That's way too much. And that's in how big a dose?
1 milliliter.
So 1 milliliter is 2500 micrograms. 80% of that is methyl, 20% is adenosyl.
I am so bad at these foreign milliliter things. How many drops? How many, you know what I'm saying? Teaspoons.
That's a dropper full. I don't know how many
drops. Dropper full. Okay. So a dropper full, which is usually dropper fulls are like 20, 25. So it could be fine because you could start with one drop.
And looking at the Metabolics website, I was looking on Scamazon UK previously. There is a B12 adenosylcobalamin that is not liposomal.
That's fine. That's fine. I've never seen it in liposomal.
All right. So I'm going to add that link to her notes.
Okay, good. Great.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank
so we got your handle.
Could you, right. could you type that in the chat, Susan?
Yes.
Thanks.
Yeah, super. Super. Okay. Looking at your numbers here. So the biggest concerns here, Barbara,
mm-hmm.
are the antibodies, the thyroid antibodies, which haven't been tested in a while, so we don't know if they're still even exist, right?
Yeah.
Right. So that's an important one when you get this tested, so we see. But either way, like addressing your gut. Addressing any environmental exposures, mold or heavy metals or any of that stuff.
I have quite chronic, I can say, fungus on my feet. I got infected many, many years ago in Africa. And I also was tested positive with parasites. I think that was in 2017.
Did you do any sort of a protocol once you were tested?
Yes, the functional nutritionist, she asked me to take an anti-parasitic formula, which obviously is quite strong. Mm-hmm. I took that for some time, but when the bottle was empty, I stopped.
Okay. So you never went back and retested?
No.
Okay. I'm just going to really reiterate from a perspective of functional work is that the process should be, if you're going to test, it's test, address, test, right? Because otherwise you don't know if you fix the problem.
True.
Right? You don't know, and then you stop it, and you don't know, like with parasites oftentimes or H. pylori, what I usually do is I'll work with somebody on working on a protocol to work with it. Then we go back and retest, and if the H. pylori or the parasites even come back as they don't exist, I'll lower doses but keep up another month of working on it because we want to make sure we get it all, that it doesn't come back. With parasites, one of the biggest mistakes that people make is they don't address the egg form of the parasites. So you're addressing, you're killing off all the parasites, you're good, they're good, but the most of the stuff, unless there's specific stuff in there like clove, to address the eggs, then the eggs start growing and hatching, and now the problem's back again.
Mm.
All right? So I would say that's probably worthwhile. I would say let's see what happens when you do this full panel. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because then we'll see, are we still seeing these antibodies elevated? Are we still seeing signs of problems in the gut? And then, okay, yeah, let's run the parasite test. But if everything's cleared, maybe we don't need to run it, to rerun it.
Okay, so I don't, you don't think that I need a gut test, including the parasites yet?
Unless it's something that you can't get over there and you can get it when you're over here and you can get it here more easily, then I would do it just because of the convenience factor.
Well, we did determine that. So I went over everything with Lynn after the first call with Barbara, and actually going into the Body Freedom Foundations, into that area, is in your call notes, Barbara, like how to navigate that. So what you suggest, Rita Marie, is what we had suggested. But in addition to that, the doctor's data, complete stool analysis with parasitology times 3, which she can get in the UK.
She can get it there. Okay. Great. Yeah. So are you having symptoms, gut type symptoms, Barbara?
Occasionally, I have dysfunction of the digestion. I mean, that it doesn't work properly. But in general, I don't have problems.
Okay. Yeah,
indigestion, you call it, I think.
Just because I'm conservative when it comes to testing, what I'd like to see you do is right now, you know, we're going to address the things like go to that section in the Body Freedom, the Freedom Foundations in the nutrition, eating for digestive health, and just start really mastering everything in that piece, right? Mm-hmm. And then address this B12 and zinc and bitters issue.
Yeah.
Right? And the things they're going to talk about in that section is the chewing, which most of us forget about, chewing and swallowing and enjoying and taking time between bites, because that massively affects your digestion. Then get the mm-hmm. test panel that you already paid for through Alan. And then mm-hmm. let's see what shows there. That's going to be such a comprehensive that we'll know from a lot of this stuff if things have improved and whether you need to spend the extra money on doing the parasite test. And if not, when would be good. And the other issue is we do have this whole section in the grand program, which I think I saw Susan said she opened up for you, but I mean, it's open, is that there is a generic parasite protocol in there too. So it may be good to cover these bases before we actually go and run that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And since you can get it in Europe, like I said, if it was like you could only get it here, then I would say, let's just do it. It's not mm-hmm. worth the aggravation of not being able to get it done when you're over there. Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. So, yeah. Yeah. So really follow through. What we're sending out each week is going to be another email that gives you just a couple of things to move forward on, because I don't want to overwhelm people and be go, oh, this grand program, it's so huge, and nobody gets started, right? So let's just, I'm going to send you an email that says start and do this, and then this week do that. And that way you're going to get all these foundational pieces covered rather than trying to look for the zebras. You know, in medicine we say when you hear horse beats, hoof beats, think horses, not zebras, right? So let's go after the horses first before we go after the zebras. Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Let's just look real quick at your other sheet and see if we missed anything here. This is Barbara, right? Yep. Move this out of the way. Let's see. Okay. Uh-huh, it's black. Whoops. Okay. This happened to somebody else's. I think I might have downloaded it before it was finished uploading, but it should be fixed now. Okay. So immune function, which is showing up with the antibodies.
Hmm.
What did I write down? Yeah. Red blood cell function, that was the slightly low on the hemoglobin, adrenal, we mentioned that. Gut, liver, and bone. So overall, you know, not a huge, I think addressing these other things, the liver and gut and adrenals is going to help you with the immune function and to bring those antibodies down.
Mm-hmm.
And this talks about that. Oxidative stress. Okay, so let's look at your vitamin. All right, so we talked about the B12 and folate and the zinc already.
Yeah.
And then the rest of these are, you know, if you're just taking a good multi or a, you know, really looking at, say, like a multi-B, and I know they have a good multi-B that Susan was just mentioning that one. You need the extra B12, but you could do the multi-B to cover these other pieces.
From the same company,
that Metabolics, yeah. Okay. Yeah, and this just gives you a good you know, overall bird's eye view, you're mostly really close to the middle, but there's that few things that are being thrown off. When was the last time you tested your pH? Was it recently or was it a while back?
You mean pH, saliva, and
yeah,
that
yeah,
was relatively recently.
Okay, that's good then. Protein's a little on the low side. Phosphorus. I like calcium. The way they do this new report because they give you like what's it related to, liver and gallbladder, yeah, right? So yeah, the alkaline phosphatase we talked about, the iron, ferritin, and TIBC, that they didn't do serum iron. You'll get all of it in this other panel. Your CRP, this is nice.
The MCV.
The MCV, which is the B12, folate. Yeah, and then the neutrophils. This is wrong. There's something wrong with this. This wasn't put in correctly. Now I know, because they should all add up to 100. So this is off. So something got messed up in putting these in. Yes. Oh, those numbers, you put in the absolutes, Susan, I think, instead of the percentages. See here? 3.6%, 2.9%. That's the actual number, 3.6, 2.9.
Okay, I'll go in.
So the way that I think they have a function, because they didn't give you the percentages here. So the way that would be done to calculate that, I think in the blood chem software, they actually give you a way to put them in the right place and then it'll calculate the percentages. But you can see that these are all, so you'd basically say 3.6 plus 2.9 plus 0.6 plus 0.1 comes out to be what it should come out to be is 6.5, 7.2, and that's what it should be up here, 7.2. So 7.2. So then you're going to have to say, well, what percent of 3.6 is about 50% of 7.2. So this number is going to be 50. Okay. And then 2.9, you know, I can't do that one in my head because it's not even, but the 2.9, you know, these are all going to show up. You'd have to take it as 0.1 is what percent of 7.2 point, you know what I'm saying? You'd have to just manually calculate it with a calculator and then put it in here. I think that's part of why they picked up the immune function being off here, right? And these are all a mess. Does that make sense? Are you following me, Susan or Barbara?
It was too fast. I couldn't.
Huh?
I'm following you.
Okay, good. It's only somebody's following me. Yeah. The numbers Susan put in were the ones that your lab tested, which were the absolute number of blood cells. So if you add all this up, it comes to 7.2, which is the total that they gave you. The numbers that we like to compare, not the absolutes, but more the percentages. So I just took 3.6 is exactly 50% of 7.2. So I put 50% there. And then I'm not mathematically talented enough to put the rest of these in my head. So if we do them with a calculator, we can fill those in. And also I think there's a way in the blood chem software, but I don't know off the top of my head.
Okay. I'm going in right now.
Yay. So we should see it magically change in a moment. Yeah, so see how it's showing all your blood cells are very, very low. It's not really. So we'll just have to change them in there and generate you a new report.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Was that for August 2018, Dr. Rita Marie?
I think so. Let me look. Yeah, August 6, 2018. Yeah. So, you know, it's a nice report to read. It gives you some ideas. It's good for going reading at bedtime if you have insomnia. And
I don't.
You don't. But it gives gives you a good idea and you get to see where it's coming. I like the way they color it so that it's really easy to see your patterns, and that's it. So the main things we've covered, the zinc, the bitters, the B vitamins.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I can't go in and change it because Madeline put the numbers in.
Oh, in the blood chem software?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, put the numbers in the master tracker, and then Lynn or I will be able to go in there and do it. I should be able to go in there.
Okay, so it's not right in the master tracker as well.
It's not right in the master tracker.
Okay. All right.
Well, it's right in the master tracker, but it's just not filled in. Here, let me show you. Can you see my screen?
Yeah.
Okay, so in the master tracker, there, it's the numbers were put in, but the percentages weren't. Sometimes, you know, the lab, most of the labs here in the U.S. will give you the percentages. The labs in other places don't necessarily. So see how I put 50 there?
Uh-huh.
You just put those numbers in each of these others for the rest of them.
Okay.
All right. And then we can put them in the tracker or Madeline or Lynn or I could get in there because we have admin accounts and we can override. Okay.
Okay.
Super. Any questions, Barbara?
No, so far I don't. Finally, the NHS has addressed or has acknowledged the MCV being high, and they have taken a lot of blood to do all kinds of tests, and I will put the results into.
Oh, good. Yeah, because usually they don't acknowledge it until it goes above 100. So that's good that they're acknowledged. Well, yours is above 100, right? Yeah, yours is above 100.
Yeah, over years.
Over years, yeah. And it's interesting because they did test your B12 and your B12 showed normal, which is usually a methylation issue. So you need to get it into the cells. You need to get the active forms. And I think doing the liposomals is going to help a lot. Okay?
Yeah.
Great. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. So we have, I think it's next is Sandy, and then can we, Mary, what time is it by you? Because I think Mary, I may have to ask if somebody's willing to let me, because Mary, it's getting a little later there. She's in Germany. Mary, are you on? I thought I saw her a little while ago.
Yeah, I saw her.
Really? Okay, because I haven't heard back from her that she was going to make it on.
I see Mary's right here. I see. Okay. Well, I'm going to move to Sandy. And Mary, just come on and type in the chat what time it is there. I just don't want to have you staying up till 11 o'clock. But I think it's similar to what it is by Barbara.
Yeah.
Right? It's the same time zone. So it's probably like 7:30 now. Or
no, it is 8 o'clock.
Yeah. So if we can get her on. All right. So Sandy, you're up. Let me pull yours up. Let me stop the recording. I got to always remember to stop the recording. Yes.